A long-running drama may be coming to a close for the town clerk and treasurer in a small section of the Northeast Kingdom, where Cynthia Diaz has been under an insurance and criminal investigation for how she's dealt with the town of Coventry's books. Diaz has served as Coventry's clerk, treasurer, and delinquent tax collector for 12 years, and town officials say that in that time, more than $800,000 has gone missing. That's led to a deputy sheriff serving Diaz with notice that she's no longer covered by insurance as Coventry's elected town clerk and treasurer, and she has a deadline looming to find another insurance company to cover her. And we're joined now on the line by Robin Smith, a reporter who's been covering this story for the Orleans County Record. Robin, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Now, I'd like to start off first just by going over some of the background to this story. These allegations against Diaz are not brand new. Can you briefly explain how things got to this boiling point?
Well, it's been an ongoing problem. The town, like many towns, is required to have an audit every year. And when they tried to have an audit, they couldn't get it resolved because the books just didn't balance. They finally have gone for what they called a forensic audit. They had to pay nearly $300,000 for that to get to the bottom of what happened to the money that the town's been collecting over the years.
Well, we're talking about more than $800,000 here. How can that much money in a small town like Coventry just go missing?
Well, in a town of 1,000 people, you'd think that would show up pretty quick. But in reality, Coventry is the host to the state's largest landfill. And the income from that landfill on an annual basis is more than the money that the town spends on its municipal equipment and bills. And so they have many millions in investments. And so over time, it shows up. But annually, another town would have started running deficits very quickly, and it would have come to a head very quickly.
Have officials in the town asked Diaz to produce any relevant documents that could account for some of this missing money?
That's been the ongoing challenge, and the reason why the forensic audit was so difficult was that they had to actually contact taxpayers and find out what if they had documents to prove that they paid their taxes. There just weren't records provided by her to show that, you know, the money came in, how much came in. Some things were just stamped paid in full, but not how much, when, and all that. They suspect that hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax money that people owed just wasn't paid, that she acted like a Robin Hood for many people, which accounts for why she kept getting reelected into office. But not everybody was able to benefit from that, which is why this year she's no longer delinquent tax collector. The town gave the authority to the selectmen to appoint somebody to that position.
So she's still the clerk and treasurer up to this point. So last week, you reported that the Vermont League of Cities and Towns, PACIF Insurance Company, withdrew its bond that covers Diaz. Why did they do that? How much was that bond for?
Well, she, like other town officials, she handles money. So the selectmen required that she have a bond for $500,000, as they do as treasurer. And what happened was, after the forensic audit, they determined that nearly more than $800,000 in money had gone missing. They filed a claim for that with the insurance company at VLCT, and they paid the $500,000 to the town, minus a $1,000 deductible, and withdrew the coverage from Diaz. Once she lost that coverage, that set the clock ticking on her having to find another insurance company to cover her.
And how much will she have to be covered now by this potential new insurance company?
The select board required a minimum of $2.5 million. That's how much money they have in the general fund. And they believe that that's how much they could be at risk because she's the treasurer and has some authority over that money.
And if she can't find an insurance company to cover her for that amount, what happens to her?
Well, under state law, her elected term of office would be determined to be vacant. And what that basically means is the selectman can say, well, after 10 working days, that she is no longer in office. They would presumably, like, lock the door and lock her out.
Have you spoken with Diaz about this? Has she commented?
She has commented on again, off again over the course of this investigation, generally not as she challenges the board's the forensic audit, says that they've been meddling in her office, doesn't agree with what they've found. She has not commented so far on this latest development, so I don't know yet whether she'll is actively seeking a bond or wants to challenge them in court over this, them being the selectmen. I don't know what's going to happen next with her.
Another interesting thing, Robin, is that in your article you drew a contrast between this case and a similar one in Irisburg, and that's where a selectman tried to force the new treasurer there out of office by raising her bond amount. Why is this Coventry case different?
Well, the selectmen are given authority to set the amount, and they can raise it of the bond. It is, it's a protection for the townspeople and their, the tax money. What they can't do, though, is then go out and interfere with that elected official's efforts to get coverage. And that's what happened in Irisburg. Their attorney representing the selectmen went out and actually called insurance companies and said, hey, you don't want to insure this person. And the court found in her favor, that treasurer's favor in Irisburg, and the selectmen had to pay money out, and so did the insurance company at the Vermont League of Cities and Towns. So Coventry has spent a lot of money to avoid that problem and to make sure that the bond was removed by the insurance company, not the town.
So they're giving Diaz a chance here to get some coverage where that didn't happen in Irisburg. Robin, one more question. What is the practical effect, if any, on these missing funds on Coventry itself, its residents? What are people saying about this?
Well, there's a lot of people who've supported her over the years and feel that the selectmen have been opposed to her since she was elected. She's had some history of mishandling money personally. She got in trouble with the IRS for not declaring money, and it was a misdemeanor. I mean, these are things that have caused people to be supportive, but there was a huge turnout at town meeting this year, and there were very few people supported her. It's clear that the townspeople have decided that enough's enough. There's been a lot of money spent to try and figure out what's going on, and they'd kind of like to clear the deck and move on.
Robin Smith is a reporter for the Orleans County Record. Thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome.